Hi, I'm Delene Allen, the networking queen. I love to connect people. There is nothing more wonderful than the human connection, the connection that can lead to incredible things, to love, to business, to make our lives just so much richer, meeting and connecting on a deeper level than, hi, here's my business card. But making those human connections that can take you to magical places. Stay tuned for Network Equals Net Worth. I want to hear your stories. I want to share your stories. Hi, it's Delene Allen, and you're listening to my podcast, Network Equals Net Worth. And I am thrilled to introduce you to this brilliant young woman. Caitlin Thibodeau is excited to be officially joining the Seed and Leveling It Up teams and to expand on the knowledge and experience she gained from her co-ops with Seed. She is eager to help promote Seed and Leveling It Up as resources for entrepreneurs across the Annapolis Valley and beyond. As marketing and engagement coordinator, Caitlin will be working on promoting both Seed and Leveling It Up programming, conducting outreach to facilitate partnerships and new connections, supporting strategic planning efforts, and overseeing the Seed co-op students. Caitlin recently finished her studies in business administration at Acadia University and has a passion for supporting local entrepreneurship. She loves dogs, wine, reading, hiking, and going to the beach. She's always growing her plant connection, something you can never have too much of. And her personal philosophy is that chocolate fixes almost anything or everything. I totally agree with that, right? So Caitlin, tell us about where Caitlin began. Right? You were born and brought up in?
Hi, thank you so much for having me, Delene. I was born in Ottawa, but I grew up in Sackville, Nova Scotia, and I've been living in Wolfville for the last few years.
Excellent. You kind of have taken a different approach, haven't you? Many people that live in the country want to move to the city. You grew up in the city, and now you're living in the Annapolis Valley, which is so great to hear. That young people see the value in that community in the Annapolis Valley, because it's pretty amazing, isn't it?
That's so true. I fell in love with the Valley and Wolfville when I visited Acadia, and I just knew that I had to be there. There's nothing like walking through town in the middle of winter. It looks like such a Hallmark scene. It's beautiful. I love it.
Oh, well, and beautiful in all of the seasons. So your parents not only held pretty impressive positions, your mom was a teacher and loved teaching primary, I believe you said. And tell us what your dad did.
Yeah, and my dad is a director for General Dynamics Canada, overseeing defense systems and technology.
Wow, that's quite a background for kids to learn about when their parents do. And yet the interesting part was they both had different projects that they'd like to do on their own to enhance their lives in other ways. So did you get to share in some of those things?
Absolutely. Growing up, my mom was a stay-at-home mom, and she had a organizing business for herself and for helping other moms get organized. And throughout my whole life, my dad has been always taking on new projects just to keep himself busy and to also keep himself learning everything from trading systems to farming technology.
Wow. And as a child, you said a lemonade stand, yard sales, you loved making money.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. My brother and I would have lemonade stands, yard sales. We go in together with all the neighbors and do huge yard sales.
Excellent. Excellent. And so you decided to pursue business, and maybe give us some ideas on why you chose that.
Yeah, sure. I went into business because out of high school, I didn't know what I wanted to do for my career, because it's a huge decision. But I knew that I wanted a lot of variety, and I knew I wanted to be excited, and I wanted to do new things every day. And so I went into business knowing that would give me a lot of options. And through that, and through my co-ops, I found entrepreneurship to be really interesting, and working with entrepreneurs to be so rewarding, as they're constantly trying to push themselves to learn new things, find new opportunities, find the holes, where can they do better? And I really love that mindset.
Excellent. Well, and watch, as you've already seen, co-oping gives you an opportunity to test out the employer in the same way that they get to test out you. So why not share a little bit about how the co-op program works?
Absolutely. The co-op program at Acadia, you have to apply to get in, and then they support you throughout the way with learning workshops and helping you with your resume and cover letter. And then they have an array of job openings that come through every season. And then you apply for whichever ones interest you. And I was interested in more of the entrepreneurship marketing space. So my second co-op was actually with SEED, Center for Entrepreneurship Education and Development. And that's kind of with where my journey with them started. And I was able to learn about the organization and the role and kind of experience the work they do, and that's what kept me coming back.
Excellent. And boy, to graduate and not have to even apply for a job's pretty special, isn't it?
I was very excited about that. It was lovely to have this connection set up for me, right? So I could just keep on working through the last year of my degree and right into a new position after I was done.
Well, and what I see, Caitlin, of you is you are just so willing to learn, to take those experiences and just step out of your comfort zone because you've done some pretty amazing things for a person just starting out and post-secondary education, and you've already walked into a career that I see you just excelling at.
Oh, thank you. That means a lot.
Hi, it's Jenny with BNI. How much time do you spend marketing your business now? We find that there's a direct correlation between how much time our members invest in their membership and how satisfied they are with the results. And when they spend about 2 to 4 hours a week on chapter meetings, meeting one-to-one with people, and various other activities, they find that fits nicely within the larger marketing plan for their business.
Okay, so welcome back. So, a couple of things for our listeners here today that if you haven't heard of SEED and/or the Leveling Up program, Caitlin, would you first speak to because SEED is really doesn't matter, gender, right? SEED is one thing, but you came up with a new program. But let's talk about SEED first, okay?
Sure thing. So SEED, the Center for Entrepreneurship, Education and Development, is a nonprofit organization based in Halifax, but we have programming and educational services for entrepreneurs and small business owners across Nova Scotia. It's for anyone and everyone. If you have a business idea that you're looking to have validate and work through and get to launch, we have programs for you. If you're just looking for a little bit of advice, we have business advisory services, and we have programming for if you have your business and you're looking for some support expanding and growing your mission or your vision, we have programs to help with that too.
Excellent. And there's financial support as well for somebody starting the SEED program. Not a lot, but enough that it makes it easier for somebody to perhaps transition from being an employee to becoming your own boss, right?
Yeah, we do. We have a great financing program, which actually we normally have a very really low interest rate, but right now we're offering our first 3 months of our loans are interest free.
Wow, that is fabulous. And then the initiative for the Leveling Up program, also for female entrepreneurs. Tell us a little bit about that. That is amazing.
Yeah, I'm really excited to be part of the Leveling It Up team. It actually just started less than a year ago, and we've already helped 300 entrepreneur women entrepreneurs through the program already, which is so exciting and shows that there's really a need for the program. But it started through the West Entrepreneurs the West Strategic Fund or the Women Entrepreneurship Strategy Fund. And it's funded for 2 years, and it's supporting underserved, intersectional, and diverse women entrepreneurs across Atlantic Canada, or really across Canada. But how it works, it's us and 16 other partners across Canada are offering our educational programs in support of these women entrepreneurs completely free, as it's funded through WES. So if you're eligible, and most women in business or entrepreneurs are, We turn very few people away. Maybe I shouldn't say that, but most people are eligible. And then you'll be connected with your program advisor, and they'll help you pick out the courses and supports that are best suited for you and your needs in your entrepreneurship journey.
Well, and when you said, I believe 16 different instructors, give us an idea of some of the courses that they teach, some of the different topics, because it's phenomenal.
Yeah, absolutely. We have courses on everything from working on your entrepreneurial mindset, from learning the legal basics of what you'll need for starting a small business, looking into data analytics and web development, social media marketing, SEO, auditing, working with customers, client relations. There are so many options, and there's new courses being added every month.
It is truly, truly remarkable. Now, one of the things that most people are very uncomfortable with is public speaking. But I got to brag about this woman here today, Caitlin. We had a networking lunch in the Annapolis Valley last week, and I invited Caitlin and a couple of other people that work with organizations to support anybody in business. And your public speaking was totally amazing. So was it always that way, or you've just grown? Because here's the thing, you love what you're doing, which boosts our confidence, and the programs that you're offering, we got to get the word out there because it's amazing, right? And that's where networking really helps all of us grow, doesn't it? But like, are you a singer? Did you do theater or something in school? Because you're just such a great speaker, Kate.
Oh, I appreciate that. I sing all the time, but it trust me, it's not something you want to hear. But honestly, I find it so much easier to talk in front of people when I enjoy what I'm talking about. I mean, I am comfortable doing presentations, but through Seed and through networking and just getting comfortable talking to new people all the time, I've really improved my presentation skills. Ashley, a BNI member, had been to the first Speed networking that I hosted and did a short intro to Seed. And then he was at one of my later, more recent ones, and he said, "Wow, your speaking skills have grown so much." And I really attribute that to all my networking and talking and meeting new people that I've done.
Well, and really, because this podcast is called Network Equals Net Worth, and it's not always about money, is it? It's about our connections. It's about our support system, the people that are backing us up, the people that are encouraging us. That just helps lift us up, doesn't it?
That's so true. Even I'm so excited when I talk to somebody and I tell them about what I'm doing, and they're like, "Oh yeah, I heard about that from somebody else, and somebody that I had met at a networking event." And it's like, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, that it's working. My networking is working. People are hearing about what we're doing, and that's so exciting.
Oh, and that's where, sometimes people are shy to talk about what they do. And yet, how's somebody going to know what we do unless we talk about it? But I think the biggest things are to be authentic, to be sincere, to be honest. All of those things come naturally, don't you find? Because you're loving what you're doing.
That is so true. And you can really tell when people are excited about what they're doing and when they're passionate, and makes you want to follow up and see where their journey goes too.
Exactly. And I think everybody picks a word for the year, something to sort of motivate them or whatever. One of our a friend who's a excellent mortgage broker, just phenomenal. She doesn't like to do easy mortgages. She likes to help people who've been turned down by banks to get their mortgage. She likes to really make a difference in a person's life. She went to a conference, 4-day conference in Ontario, and the 4 days, the theme of the conference was to be of value,
I love that.
and exactly, and the thing being that wherever this fund came from, and the fact that they chose Seed because they knew they did such amazing work, right? That to have that ability to take these programs for free, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to be singing this from the rooftops, don't we, Caitlin?
We really do. And even it's worth having that preliminary eligibility call check and just checking out the programs because you never know if you're having trouble organizing your employees or bringing on new people or paying yourself or just any challenge that you think, oh, I don't know if they'll be able to help. Take a look. We have a lot of range and it doesn't hurt to see what supports and resources are out there for you.
Exactly. And the fact that, again, we need more people to hear about this. Can you share a story of somebody? Like, I can think of a few people who are taking the programs because I've shared it with so many folks, just what, how amazing it has been for them.
We've had a lot of testimonials from people going through the program or people that have continually taken new courses. Because once you're in the program, you can continue to take courses as they come up. You're not just stuck in the ones that you chose right from the beginning. You can keep learning and keep growing. And we've had some really, really positive feedback from people loving their courses, loving the partners they took the courses with, loving the range of courses that are being offered and just being really appreciative that they have access to this free resource.
Oh, well, do you know what? Sometimes we can complain about the government and things that are going on in the world, but it's so nice to see something as beautiful as this is happening. And I think you also hit the nail on the head there when you said you're not in this class alone. You're with other business professionals, which means you've not only expanded your network, but you're making connections, likely with people in different industries. And I always say it really doesn't matter what industry you're in, if we're dealing with people, we all run into the same challenges, right?
That is so real. And that's why we've been working on our new virtual community platform, the hubns.ca, to keep entrepreneurs that are going through our programs and just in our entrepreneurial ecosystem connected to each other and keeping those conversations going on how they can stay connected and work together and share resources, share challenges, stories, and just relate to one another. Because we hear a lot that entrepreneurs feel like they're in it alone, and we don't want you to feel like that because we're here for you. There's so many other entrepreneurs out there that are here for you too.
Exactly. Oh no, it is just phenomenal. So, a tip or two that you could give to somebody here about walking into a networking or feeling comfortable enough, you know, what do you say when you first talk to somebody, Caitlin?
Honestly, I usually, if I'm feeling nervous going up to somebody, I start with a compliment or I start with something general, just about the day, about the event, just something to break the ice. And if I don't really know where to go from there, I ask about them first and I hear about their story or what their goals are being there, what they're working on, what they're excited about. And then it's so much easier for me to relate to them now that I'm talking to a person and not just a scary figure and I know more about them and I can share relevant information about what I can do for them or who I might know that might help them.
Exactly. And that's where you just really nailed it. If you can provide a sincere compliment, say something nice about the day, make good eye contact, and ask about them, most people are thrilled to be able to share. And to be a good listener makes a difference, doesn't it, Caitlin?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I can tell when people are just going through their pitch and they hear me going through my pitch and it's just going right over their head. But I can when people are really listening to me, it really makes me remember that connection.
Oh, totally, totally. And again, oftentimes when they're sharing about themselves, is if we're really listening, not to just talk, you know, to talk when there's a break in the conversation, but to really understand where they're coming from. Because most people, there's something we can relate to that person. And when you find a human connection, it makes a big difference, doesn't it?
Totally. When I first started networking, I went in and just, I'm just going to collect as many business cards as I can. But now I'm more focused on who do I really want to follow up with after? Who do I want to keep talking to?
Yeah, makes a huge difference. Well, anyway, you've been listening to Deline Allen. My podcast is Network Equals Network. Everybody's got a story, and I would love to hear yours. Any last minute things you'd like to share, Caitlin?
I would just like to ask if anybody knows an entrepreneur or particularly a woman entrepreneur that that could use some extra support, please send them our way. We would love to help them or you get your business growing and help you find your journey to success.
Excellent. All Caitlin's contact information will be supplied. Have a great day. Thanks so much for listening. What'd you like best about today's conversations and the connections that lead to miraculous outcomes? Leave a review. We would love to hear from you. We'd love to share your story too. So why not touch base with Daleen Allen on Instagram, and we'll keep the conversations going.